Beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, I'm glad we're together. Beginning of a new week. And it's going to be the beginning of a new look for the McFeely's kitchen. See this? This is wallpaper. And the McFeely's are going to put this kind of paper on their walls in the kitchen. I want to show you some others that I have taken them out to the kitchen here. In fact, in this book of wallpaper samples, see what they look like, we will find one that looks just like this of the McFeely's. I'd like you to find it in here. Oh boy, I used to like to use wallpaper when I was little. I'd make all sorts of things with it. Take a look at these samples in the book here. Does this one look exactly like this? No, it doesn't, does it? How about this one? No. Keep looking now. Does this look like it? A little like it, but not exactly. How about this one? You just say, stop, when the one comes that looks just like the McFeely's wallpaper. That it? Okay, there it is. Lots of different wallpapers in here. Let me show you some of the others. Well, look at these. Do you like this one or this one better? See, they're very much the same, and yet they're different. Different people like different things. Different kinds of paper for the walls, wallpaper. Yeah, you are you, and I am I, and we will always be quite different to people who know us well, 'cause they're the ones who like us to be different. You are you, and I am I, and we will never be exactly like anybody else, 'cause everybody else is different. Different, different, we are different. Isn't it great to be different? You and I and he and she. And isn't it great to be you and I? And we will always be quite different to people who know us well, 'cause they're the ones who like us. They really want us. They're the ones who like us to be different. When I was little, I used to make greeting cards, you know, Valentine's and birthday cards and things, out of wallpaper samples. I'd get books from the stores when they didn't want them anymore, use them for all sorts of things. Let's call the McFeely's, tell them that we would like to come over and see their wallpapering. We can help them. Hello? Hello? Miss McFeely, it's Fred Rogers. Yeah, I showed to them. Yeah, could we come over? Oh, fine. All righty, we'll come right away. Goodbye. He says Bob Tro's there. They've already started wallpapering, so off we go to the McFeelys, to their kitchen. We should be seeing more of this in the kitchen. Mrs. McFeely, how's it coming?
Oh, there's all sorts of action out here and all kinds of action in here. Go ahead. Wait till you see what we've
got. I'll just put these scraps over here, Bob.
Hi, Mr. McFeely. Hi, Bob.
Good day to you.
Should I just put this here?
Well, no, that's the scraps. I'll put the paper over here.
Okay, fine.
David?
Yes?
Here's the paste brush. I have other things to do now. You can do without me for a little while, I think.
Okay, dear.
Bye-bye. See you later, Mr. McFeely.
Sure
will.
Boy, is this beautiful. Who did all this?
Betsy did this side, and I'm going to do that side now.
What about here?
Oh, we're not going to paper that. Just the top part from the chair railing on up.
Oh, I see. Guess you have to be careful not to paper over the windows or the doors, don't you?
That's for sure.
Bob's been helping us today.
Could I help you now?
Now,
what's the thing you do first?
Well, you have to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. That's an important part of wallpapering, planning ahead.
Oh, I see. You've gone over to
right.
Here. See?
And what's
this is where they've stopped.
What's the next thing you do? What's the first thing you do before you start even pasting the paper?
Well, I suppose you need to know how much paper you have to have from here to the ceiling.
Right. Measure.
Measure.
So we measured this and cut it. We're ready to paste, Fred.
How big a piece is it?
It's just about exactly 75 inches.
75 inches.
And here's the paste, nice and thick.
Boy, is that gooey.
So we'll just
get it on there, Mr. McFeely.
All right, here we go.
Boy.
Slap it on, Mr. McFeely.
I like this part.
Yeah, I bet.
Make sure you get the edges. They're very important, too.
All right.
I bet this has taken you most of the day, hasn't it?
Oh, we started early this morning, Fred.
It really makes a difference.
Okay, now, Bob, I think we can pull this down a bit.
All right.
I'll just continue pasting here.
Don't knock the paste part over there.
Okay.
Is this regular paste?
Well, it's a wheat paste, I believe they call it.
Wheat.
Mm-hmm. Wheat.
A little more, Mr. McFeely, you can fold it over.
All right, well. Hey, do you want to fold it now, Bob?
There we go.
Okay.
Won't it stick to itself?
No. The two wet sides won't stick, Fred.
Let's pull this a little bit down.
Sure.
And it should do it.
You like that best, don't you?
I certainly do. Now, there's one little corner left there. Would you like to finish it off?
Sure, I would.
Okay.
I'd be glad to put it on.
Ready to get the ladder, Mr. McFeely?
Yes, but there's just one little spot here. If you just touch that one up.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty.
Can I do any more?
Well,
yes.
Up the ladder I go, and you can help me smooth it out.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Direct direction. It all has to be matched, doesn't
it? Oh, yeah, that pattern has to match.
Okay.
Just unpeel this part, huh?
That's right.
Hey, it's too long.
Yeah, we cut that off later, Fred.
Oh.
Now,
a little to your right, Mr. McFeely.
To the right?
You could probably help him there, Fred.
Let me see. Is it matched up down there?
No, you'll have to go up
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's getting closer
now. Lower a little bit.
Little down.
Yeah, well, maybe you could pull it just a little bit down.
It's kind of tricky.
You have to match the flowers up here.
Yeah,
and keep the seam straight, too.
Up a tiny bit. Oh, that's good.
Is it all right?
That looks as if it's going to really mess. How are you up there?
I'm fine, I believe.
Ready for the brush?
Yep, ready for the brush now.
Here you go.
Thank you, Bob. smooth it out up here. Down a step. Are the seams matching?
Looks good.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Looks good.
I still don't know what you're going to do down here. That sticks out like that.
Well,
can I do this for you?
Just smooth the edges down.
That's it, Fred.
All the bubbles out, Bob?
That looks very good.
Okay.
Now, Fred, you just take this razor blade and cut right along the bottom there. There you go. Excuse me. That's the way. Beautiful.
That is fun.
Now we'll put scraps
over in the sink.
Over in the sink.
And we'll start on our next piece of paper.
Okay.
No.
I'll do one more with you.
Okay. Oh, hey, yeah, Chef Brockett out in the kitchen.
I'll get it, David.
Okay, dear. Okay, the next...
Is he coming to help, too?
Hello, Chef Brockett.
I knew that you were wallpapering. I wanted to see what it looked like, so I brought you some refreshments.
Oh, doesn't look great.
Boy. Now, this is some special cookies in here.
Oh, thank you.
And this is grape juice.
Oh, grape juice. Mm. Well, why don't we take a refreshment break already?
Yes, sir.
That's fine with me.
I thought you might do that when I brought these things over.
It was nice of you to think of us. We're working hard all day. Mr. Rogers,
just... Is this an ice cream container?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's
I just
a handy
put cookies
thing.
In.
You pour and I'll pass.
Okay.
Okay. Bob?
There you go. Bob. Thank you, Betsy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Just two to go.
Okay.
Here's to your new kitchen and to you both, McFeely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hope you all spend lots of nice hours with us in our kitchen.
Yeah, good luck on your kitchen. I'm going to leave the grape juice and I'm going to leave this container with the cookies.
Good.
And you can have it after a while.
That's great. You. Thank you.
I'll take half of one.
It really does look different.
Doesn't it, though? They're not going to paper under the chair rail.
Oh, you just put up a new piece.
I've never done any papering.
Very nice.
Bob, what's the hardest part that you have to do?
Well, there are several places that are a little difficult, but the toughest is... Wait.
Oh my.
What happened?
I'm sorry.
Whatever happened?
I spilled some...
No, you didn't spill it. I bumped your arm.
Well, that's all right. Here's a sponge. It'll wipe right off.
Just do that.
There you go.
Okay.
I think you can sponge it off.
Look, it comes off.
Oh, that's
right
cool.
On the part we did.
Oh, that's a pity.
I think
it's coming off okay.
Yeah, you can't even see where it was.
I was frightened there for a minute, but it looks like it's going to be okay. We worked so hard on that, you know.
Well, that's really...
Wait a second, I don't think you can even see it.
I don't think so either, especially when
that... Isn't that great how that wipes off like that? Well, it's good to know that some accidents can really just be wiped out so easily as that.
Wipe off my face.
Wait a minute. Get a towel.
Got a towel there?
No,
hard to find things here.
Okay.
Here's to Chef Brockett.
And his refreshments.
I'm going to have to leave.
I have to get back to the bakery.
Yes, it's late for me.
I'll leave these things with you.
Thanks a lot.
And I'll stop by after a while and see how you're coming along.
Okay.
Thanks for the refreshments, Doc.
Okay.
Okay, good day, Chef.
We'll see you.
We'll be looking for you. Bye-bye.
I was wondering if I could have some of these scraps.
Oh, help yourself.
Certainly, we've got a lot of those.
You don't have any need for them?
No.
Because I have some ideas what I can do with them. I like this design in here. You know, my friends and I were looking at them earlier.
Oh, it took a long time for us to pick that one out, didn't it, David?
Certainly did.
I bet. Well, best to you.
Good day.
See you later, Fred.
Bye-bye. We'll get
next roll now.
Okay.
Busy here now.
Help on this one?
Okay.
All right.
Looked good there, didn't it? Come on back to my place. You think the McFeely's kitchen looks nice? I think it's going to. Let's just have some make-believe. Let's pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild wants to make the neighborhood of make-believe look different. All right? We could also pretend that some of these wallpaper scraps are on the trolley. Okay? Make something of these later. Okay, trolley. Neighborhood of make-believe.
Hello, trolley. Thank you very much for bringing this wallpaper. I'm taking it over to Lady Elaine. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Hello
there, Lady Elaine. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, I love surprises, especially when they're wrapped up in fancy wrapping paper like that.
Oh, this isn't wrapping paper, Lady Elaine. This is wallpaper. We're wallpapering our kitchen today.
Oh, you're redoing the whole place, are you, dear?
Yes, we thought it was time for a change.
Well, I'm all for that. That's what this place here needs. I'm really tired of seeing the same old things around here every day.
Well, I have to be running along, Lady Elaine. Do you want this wallpaper?
Sure, sweetie. Okay. I'll take it. Thanks a pile.
Okay, goodbye. I'll see you later.
Goodbye. Gives me some ideas, you know. Guess I don't need pieces of paper to make things look a little more exciting around here. All I need is my BTS, my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. That can certainly rearrange this neighborhood. Excuse me a moment. Are you ready for a transformation? Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Well, now that's a little better. Take a look around and see what you think. You might expect to see the platypus mound over there, but instead, whoopee, the castle it is. Decorated. Daniel should like his clock up there, I think. And won't Dex and Henrietta be surprised? Oh, yes, and the factory's so much better over there, right beside the tower. Everything's changed. Now that's what I call a great change. A very great change. This should have been done long ago and often. I think I'll go around and see how everybody likes this switch, too. Well, Henrietta's not home. I'll see her later. X, come on out and see your old pal Fairchild. X.
Oh, how in the world are you, Lady Elaine?
Good.
I don't know that I believe what I see. What is going on here? Lady Elaine, is this your business? I mean, my tree's in a different place. What has happened? What's happened here?
Just a little rearranging, that's all. How do you like it? Livens up the old neighborhood, doesn't it?
No. I don't like it at all. Now, you just put everything back the way it was, and that'll be just fine. You'll do it right now.
The way it was? You're kidding, X. Your tree never looks so good as it does right here in this plot.
My tree is my tree, Lady Elaine, and I want my tree where it always was.
I see. Someday, toot-toot.
Hey, Lady Elaine, come on now. Well, I do believe she's serious. Honestly. You don't know where your roots will be from one minute to the next around here.
Daniel! Daniel Striped Tiger! Oh-ho, Daniel! I'm not coming out. Well, that's a fine way to greet a friend. A friend wouldn't put my clock in a different place. Goodbye, Lady Elaine. Now come along. Are you going to hide in there? I thought you and I'd have some fun today. Fine sport you are. What's wrong with all these people around here? Oh, brother, and I think it looks great.
Lady Elaine.
Oh, Robert Troll.
What's going on? I'm just standing by now. I'm looking for Grandpere and against Zanderman, and I'm in his Eiffel Tower's gone, and against Zanderman and Corny's factory. It disappeared, and Corny's not there, and I'm in Grand Banner. And Lady Elaine, I don't know what against Zanderman. What should I do?
Now, settle down, Troll. Settle down. What do you need? A map of the place or something?
Oh, yes. You have a map? That would be. I need a map right now. Give me a map. Against Zanderman, okay?
Well, Lady Elaine Fairchild doesn't need a map to find her way around here.
Yeah, well,
now, if you want Grandpere, he's straight over that way.
Straight over that way.
And Corny's factory is right beside him.
Right beside him.
That's right. Corny's... That way.
That way.
No, that way.
Thanks very much, Lady Elaine.
That's it. Oh, boy. Well, I think maybe now I'll go over and see King Friday. I wonder what he thinks of his fancy castle. Woo! Well, now, this is what I call a very pretty palace. Yeah, classic castle. But look at all of those colors. Now, to think that you could do all this with just a few pieces of paper for the wall. Wallpaper. Oh, to think Friday used to paint this old pile of stones. King Friday the 13th. And guess who's waiting for you? Come on, come and see me, sweetie.
What's going on in here? What is this foolishness here? What is this foolishness? This foolishness here? Fairchild, what is going on out here with paper all over my castle? Why, this is absolutely ridiculous. Simply ridiculous. Fairchild, this is your doing, I presume?
Of course. Don't you love it?
Love it? What do you mean by covering my castle with these designs?
Well, I just wanted to rearrange a few things here and redecorate a few little things.
Fairchild, I... don't like it.
Well, that surprises me. Surprises me greatly. I thought you'd love it. What do you think of the view? I mean, everything else has changed.
The view? Why, that's the factory. And that's the Eiffel Tower. And your museum is over that way. Why, Fairchild, this is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous, and as ruler of this neighborhood, I want you to put it all back in place.
Friday, I've worked mighty hard on improving things around here, and they're going to stay this way. You'll get used to it. See you tomorrow.
Fairchild. Why? Oh. Yes, Trolley. Yes, Fairchild's confused you, too. I don't like it one little bit. Curious.
Lady Elaine did that without asking anybody. And now people are upset with that change. Her boomerang, tumerang, sumerang. Well, it all happened so quickly. Of course, it's just pretend. But you and I aren't pretend, no. And you and I like to know when things are going to happen, don't we? There's somebody at the door. I'll just tell you who it is. Oh, it's Chef Brockett. Come in, Don.
Hi, Fred. How are you?
I'm glad to see you again.
I could only stay a minute, but I had an extra one of these I think might like to have.
Cookies?
No. That's an empty 3-gallon ice cream container. You can make something out of it.
Nice idea. How about a footstool?
It could be a footstool. You'd have to stuff it with something sturdy.
Yes. What could you use it for in this direction?
Waste basket.
Waste basket? That's a good idea. Hey, you know what?
Oh, that looks good like that.
The scraps from the McFeely wallpaper, you know?
Yeah.
Could cover it.
Uh-huh. You could just maybe cut out one picture and paste it on, too.
Great.
Uh-huh.
Or several.
That's right.
All over the place. I'll do that.
I want you to come by my shop tomorrow. Stop there, okay?
Your place?
Yeah.
All right.
Will you?
Sure. We like to come there,
good,
don't we?
I'll see you there tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
Chef Crockett's Bakery tomorrow, then. Bye, Don. Thank you for this. That would be an idea to give to the McFeelys. Cut out some of these designs, put them in different places. I'll do that. Many different people in the world with many different ideas. I just borrowed this book from my friend at the store. So I'll return that. You know, this room doesn't have wallpaper. No, it has brick on the walls and paint. Yeah, I'll give the fish some food. Here you are, fish. This room doesn't have wallpaper either. It has paint on the walls. Doesn't matter to me what you have on your walls. I like you just the way you are. And it gives me a good feeling to know that we'll be together again tomorrow, you and I. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap, it's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. By just your being yourself. Sure, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do more things with this. Bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.